including women, in a culturally sensitive manner.
However, there is also for us culturally what we talk about public-private interface. A lot of the women's contribution is in the private interface rather than the public interface. Mm-hmm. So if you have teams that are looking at the formal and informal processes, participation of women in so Islamic, Muslim, Somali context might not be seen in the public interface, but might be happening a lot in privately. So somebody who has an understanding of that can capture their contribution from the club. They might be the engine supporting the process privately, but you really need to capture the dynamics then there. So not only saying that all processes have to be public, mm-hmm. some processes can be private. So the interface between the public-private is really crucial. Sometimes it's not the problem of the women, it's the problem of our design mm-hmm. in terms of timing of the workshop. For example, two things that over time, if you have young working mothers and your workshop is during the day and you're not putting in place a creche for them mm-hmm. or you don't allow them to come with their nannies, mm-hmm. you don't budget for mm-hmm. them to bring the breastfeeding mothers to bring their children and all that, mm-hmm. then you say that women are not participating. It's not. It is your design and your logisticals. You are not. You haven't planned for the logistics of breastfeeding mothers mm-hmm. to come for such workshops. And then if you want the religious women to come for dialogue and things like that, Islamic religious women would like to bring their husband or son. Mm-hmm. Or brother to the workshop, what we call mahram. Mm-hmm. And if you don't allow them to come with the mahram, mm-hmm. then you are the one who is not facilitating their mm-hmm. participation. Mm-hmm. Or if they say that then it has to be women only workshop and the facilitators have to be women only, and you sort of say, no, it's going to be mixed, it's going to be facilitated by men, and yet you expect religious women to be part of it, then it is your plan and your facilitation that is the problem, not the women.